It is a Rokan show with Anna DeBlanches right here on 720 WGN. All right, we've already cleared OJ of a murder a little bit earlier on.
Knife inconsistent with the murders, according to the latest news.
That was a story I thought was going to last like 2 weeks, and now it lasted 2 hours.
You had everybody weighing in on all sides already.
Yep, and I got Trump to apologize for what he said last night about forcing the military to do illegal stuff. So I consider this to be an incredibly successful day.
It's been a great week.
Now we're going to give back to the community. Alderman Matt O'Shea is with us, and he makes a weekly appearance here no matter what happens. He's always got something going on. He represents the Beverly neighborhood, essentially. Beverly and related neighborhoods.
Beverly, Morgan Park, and Mount Greenwood.
There you go. And you're here because you want your fellow alderpersons, and I say it like that.
Is that
because
the right way to say it?
You got to say it like that, alderpersons, because otherwise someone's going to get mad. And there's 49 others there that could, all of whom are mad to begin with.
They get fiery sometimes. I've seen that.
Right. And they want, and all these alderpersons, you want them to jump in the lake. Explain that to me. What are you doing?
So last week, my colleague, Alderman Patrick Thompson, and I, both of us have done the last several polar plunges, decided that we were going to reach out to our colleagues, do some arm twisting, and try to get them to join us by jumping in the lake and raising important dollars for Special Olympics Chicago.
Oh, and you know, Dr. Casey Hogan is with us, who's now the president of the board of directors of that organization. And now that's an amazing organization. It's a great one. It started right here in Chicago, did it not?
It is. It's a charity that's born and raised in Chicago, July 20th, 1968, at Soldier Field.
Right.
Justice Burke, our Illinois Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke, actually started the movement as a young, you know, I believe she was a teacher at the Chicago Park District in Special Rec. And she had this vision for Olympic-style events with her athletes that she was working with at the Park District.
Special needs athletes.
Yes. Yeah. And the movement was born. So we're real excited. It's something we're very proud of. And it's a message that we continue to try to get across to our communities.
It is awesome program. And Ann Burke is now on the Illinois State Supreme Court, a wondrous woman. Now her husband on the other part. I can't see him jumping into the lake.
Yeah,
I cannot see him
Burke
doing this.
Do this. The chairman, does he do it?
Because he comes at, he's that color that you're going to turn when you come out of the lake anyway. He's pre-red.
We're okay with the chairman not taking part. We know he's going to write a big check and support a Special Olympics like he always does.
Describe for us what it means to actually do this, because I'm told you have to actually get your body in, or can you just put your foot in, or what counts for the polar plunge?
Myself, not to speak for Dr. Hogan, but you got to get your money's worth.
Okay.
If you're out there garnering support, asking people to support the cause.
You gotta get your money's worth. I don't even know what that means.
You got to go under. You got to be.
Got to go all the way under.
Submerged.
Absolutely.
Do. Yeah. Okay.
I'm from the South Side. We don't. There's no,
no halfway, right? I know. I'm gonna go big or go home, right?
Well, Lady Gaga did it with last
year. She took a real plunge,
and she took the whole plunge with the full blonde
wig
on. She
spent a few minutes in there. Yeah.
She was taking a bath in that water. She definitely took the full plunge.
And you know, I think that this year. This year's a little different because you don't have to, like, you're not using, like, jackhammers to get into the ice on Lake Michigan, right?
Yeah, I was actually out there about an hour ago, and you can see the waves, whereas other years there was ice formations.
Where are you doing it?
North Avenue Beach.
North Avenue Beach, okay. And the thing is, but the water is still as cold as it is, and, you know, this time of year anyway, right? It's like 34 degrees, 35 degrees, something like that?
Yeah, it's in the mid-30s.
Yeah. What about this hypothermia thing that I would worry about? What happens there? anybody ever lose a foot or anything from, you know, frostbite or gangrene or anything?
No.
Nothing?
I actually cut my head open a couple years ago.
Really?
But how did you do that?
How did you do that?
Was that drinking afterwards, or was that actually?
No, that was diving.
Really?
Got a little excited.
Don't they ever tell you not to dive?
Yes.
Don't they tell you not to
dive?
You're
not supposed to dive.
Yeah.
Not supposed to.
Because it's ice in the water, right? Did you hit it on ice?
Yeah, I hit it on ice.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but safety is our main priority. We have a great partnership with the CPD and Chicago Fire Department. Search and rescues in the water. We have ambulances on site.
Yeah.
Because you know,
there's warming tents, right? Isn't that part of the deal?
Warming tents. Every plunger gets a nice warm towel as soon as they exit the water.
Awesome.
So we do encourage that our plungers, you know, plunge, but we don't want them diving in cannonball style or anything like that.
Alderman Shea style.
You mean like the alderman? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You gotta follow Matt's lead. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, he is the host alderman for the Southside Irish Parade every year, and so he knows a little bit about, you know, hurting your head on something when it comes right down to it. Isn't that correct, Alderman?
It's now a very family friendly.
Yeah,
Southside.
I know. I've
yes,
been
it
there.
Is.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm a little disappointed by the lack of projectile vomiting, but I will say this: that it is a great fun afternoon. Nothing feels more like Chicago than that parade, I don't think.
It's a great day on the South Side. We'll be there March 13th.
Yeah. All right. I'm scheduled to appear there on March 13th, too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I always go with the sheriff.
Oh, do you ride in his
he makes me walk, and it's part of some sort of community service. And I'm doing pre-community service for the eventual day where I will be convicted of something here.
Do you have
a
bracelet on? At the parade?
I have the ankle bracelet?
Yes.
The anklet? Yeah, I got it on right now.
Does that count for time served when you go backwards and say, this stuff I've done?
I'm fully prepared to say, Your Honor, I have already done years of service. How about that? All right, well, this is a great event.
Yes, it is.
Special, and my sister has special needs, participated for many years in Special Olympics events, so it is a great opportunity for... especially, you know, the younger kids and young adults to take part in this kind of thing. I mean, it sort of spans ages here, but it really does, I think, go a long way toward making people with special needs feel really good about themselves, which is really good, important thing.
How late can they register if people are interested in doing it? When's the last day?
You can still register on site Sunday morning.
Oh, good.
You just show up Sunday morning at North Avenue Beach?
Correct. But you can still register Sunday morning.
Nice.
So the weather looks like it's going to be about 50 degrees. We're calling it a tropical plunge this year, so we do really encourage. Come on out.
I know. It's
not fair, almost.
Right. The visuals of this are always great. When the steam's coming off the lake, you know, if you get one of those crazy, like early March cold snaps, and there's a bunch of ice, and they have to work their way through it. This one's going to look like you're jumping in off of San Francisco, but fine. It's okay. You're doing it for a good cause.
Yes,
how much is it, by the way?
There's no registration fee. We do ask that you raise a minimum of $175
to do this. So you go on your website, right?
Yes.
And take and print off the registration.
ChicagoPolarPlunge.org.
ChicagoPolarPlunge.org.
And I'm just seeing here, 1.5 million is your goal. You're what, 80% there?
I believe we're at 1.2 million.
We're
now.
At 1.2 as of an hour ago.
Oh, that's excellent.
Thank you, Chicago.
Thanks,
huge hearts.
Right. Absolutely.
And it's important that money, you know, the money we raise sustains the programs throughout the year. So really, really important. It's a great, fun, iconic event, but a huge, important day for our athletes so they can continue to compete all year round.
Alderman O'Shea, how many fellow alder persons do you have going with you?
I believe we're at 12.
12?
That have registered and
alder
committed.
Bears.
So Patrick Thompson, alder bears.
Oh, they're Team Alder Bear.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just sort of, you know, trying to imagine the assemblage of alder people who are going to be doing this. And, you know,
it's a great visual.
Yeah. Well, I always think like the classic iconic alder people here from Chicago, like a Dorothy Tillman. I like to see her going with a hat just sort of floating on the water, and then she comes back up with the hat on.
Bert in a terrace with some swimmies.
Bert in the full body suit, like from the 1920s. I can see, it's cold in here.
What about Walter Burnett? Do you have him yet?
Walter has not committed yet.
He's not committed. Well, you should do that, you know, Alderman.
Walter's a big supporter of Chicago Special Olympics, so I'm sure we'll get some support from
causes.
Him.
I know there's a lot of guys going to send a check and not send their feet, and I understand that. I mean,
we're fine with that.
Yeah, I get it. No, I get it. I get it. Did you get the new alderman right from that ward, right? I'm trying to think because they remapped the ward, and you might be the alderman at North Avenue Beach now, right? Because they've remapped the city of Chicago, so that there's wards that are like everywhere.
There's wards that can go from the north side to the south side.
Yes, there are some of those. Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations on all of this, and Dr. Hogan, thank you for being here.
Thank you,
Dr.
Hogan.
Thank you for your fine service, a volunteer position that you've taken here, on top of your eye practice, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun, and I'm very passionate about it, and we really appreciate you having us on.
Oh, it's a great cause. All right, Sunday morning.
Get out there and register, right?
Yeah, you can get out and register or go to their website.
ChicagoPolarPlunge.org.
There you go. And Sunday morning, and jump in. And hey, the water's warm. Come in and enjoy it. Raise some money for a very, very special cause.